From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. David Robinson reports for the Poughkeepsie Journal that recreational marijuana legalization was said by some to be a sure thing with the new Democrat-dominated New York State Senate. But now law enforcement, education, and public health are attacking plans to legalize recreational marijuana in New York. And there is also some opposition on the other side who believe Governor Andrew Cuomo's plan to allow only corporate marijuana and no home growing is not fair. Still, legalization is currently on track and part of Cuomo's state budget for the fiscal year that starts April 1st. Some lawmakers, though, want to pass legislation in June. Cuomo said February 5th, and I quote, "I'm not willing to accept deferral, and I'm going to try like heck to get it done in the budget. But we're going to get it done one way or the other," end quote. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Mallory Monet reports in the Albany Times-Union that the Capital Region Poor People's Campaign is focusing on Rensselaer County in its second year. The group of activists are working on issues such as police-involved shooting, immigrant sanctuary city status in Troy, and environmental justice in Hoosick Falls. Joe Paparone, lead organizer for the Labor Religion Coalition, said, and I quote, "If we can knit things together through Rensselaer County, there's a real possibility for change," end quote. Last year, about 125 people associated with the group were arrested at several protests in Albany. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Sarah Tafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Greene County legislators agreed on maybe only one thing at a February 11th meeting about emergency services on the mountaintop. They'd all like a bit more of it. But Greene County Emergency Services Board of Directors President Mark Evans said, and I quote, "This appears to us to be based on emotion rather than call data, response times, and factual information to back up the move or add another truck," end quote. Greene County lawmakers were discussing moving the Mountaintop's lone fly car, a paramedic vehicle equipped to prepare patients before an ambulance's arrival at a scene, which is now based in Windham. Hunter Town Supervisor Darryl Legg wanted the fly car in either Hunter or Lexington instead, and also wanted a second fly car added to the mountaintop. A second fly car would cost $403,000 and $200,000 to staff the vehicle and $40,000 for the medical equipment. Evans said, and I quote, "At this time, we have no plan to add a medic truck and no facts to support the addition of a truck. We do not have the call data for another truck. The only thing I can point to justify another truck is reducing response time," end quote. Currently, three emergency vehicles stationed in the valley take an average of 9 minutes to get to an incident, while the mountaintop vehicle's response time is 14 minutes. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Ariel Zangala reports in the Daily Freeman that the city of Kingston is not stepping fully into the 21st century yet. Kingston Town meetings are now available on the town's YouTube channel and on a page called Kingston Live at www.kingston-newyork.gov/kingstonlive. The city does not appear to be live web streaming their own meetings yet, even though many other towns and cities now make their meetings available live on the internet. Locally, most towns are still not streaming their meetings live yet. Catskill partners with WGXC to create a live audio web stream, but Hudson, Cairo, and most other towns do not. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. The local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.